One day it just hit me. Managing my business finances just seemed to be easier. Like I noticed it. And it was something that I started spending a lot of time thinking about. I'd made the leap from my 9-to-5 to becoming self-employed at the end of 2014. After years of working at the university, dealing with a 4-hour commute each day, and asking myself if this was it for me, I decided to quit my safe and secure job of 10 years and I flew off to Hawaii and Australia, literally to just decompress. The physical and mental stress that I'd been dealing with had been so bad that it actually took a year, a freaking year, for me to feel physically well after that time. In retrospect, it was absolutely batshit crazy for me to quit my job the way that I did. I didn't have a clientele. I had a really vague idea of what I wanted to do, and I had thousands of dollars in debt. This is like a recipe for disaster. Right before I returned from Australia, I began kind of reaching out to do different online projects. Now, before I quit, let's be clear, I'd done some things online. So I had this idea that I would only be doing stuff online. And so before I came home, I managed to connect with several projects. So I hit the ground running. I actually ended up making $6,000 in May of 2015, that first year, and then quickly learned that I hated all the projects that I lined up. Like I didn't like the work that I had started doing. Here's the thing. It's often said that before you become a full-time entrepreneur, you should have a year's worth of savings and know what you're selling, and you should have your shit together before taking the leap. It's actually my observation that while that is honestly the best approach to going into entrepreneurship, most entrepreneurs are somewhere in the middle. They land somewhere in the middle in terms of their preparation. Maybe they have the idea of what they want to work on, but it's not quite right. It isn't finessed the way that they want it to be. Maybe they have an idea that they're working on in the quiet hours after working their 9-to-5, or maybe they've become entrepreneurs out of necessity due to job loss. In fact, I would say that there are going to be a lot of new entrepreneurs being created at this time in history. Or maybe they just decided to take a leap of faith like I did in this messy way where I was like, I'm going to just do what I need to do. My point is that many entrepreneurs go into business before it's financially ideal. And if that's you, I'd like to share 7 lessons on personal debt and your business, how personal debt affects your business. And I hope that you give this episode a listen. It's pretty important. I've learned these lessons the hard way, and I don't want you to be caught off guard as you go through your journey if you have personal debt and you're trying to do this really huge thing. In order to go to the show notes, you'll go to michelleismoneyhungry.com/personal-debt-and-your-business. There's dashes in between each word. That's again, michelleismoneyhungry.com/personal-debt-and-your-business. Don't forget to grab this resource, How to Grow Your Business from Day One. This is a quick and dirty guide sharing some of the steps that I took to grow my business when I didn't have a ton of money to reinvest into it, and I wanted to get the most bang for my buck when I did spend the cash. So again, grab that resource. Just go to the show notes to go to the link to get that resource. Lesson number one, debt affects your business growth. For those of you who are new to me, I am in the process of paying off a significant amount of unsecured debt. To complicate that process, I started working for myself. So I started working for myself before I had that debt repaid or paid off. And if you're out there thinking, well, why didn't you wait? Well, if I'd waited, I never would have gone into business, quite frankly, and I would still be working at the university or some other job. I didn't wait because that wasn't ideal for me. And I was very aware that if I did wait, it would take many, many years to pay off the debt, at least a minimum, I think, of 3 years. And a lot can happen in 3 years, as we've all discovered. So I made the choice to take the leap. Here's the thing. What I didn't realize was that even though my business grew, it grew slower than other similar businesses, because in my case, I was focused on paying off debt versus slowly focusing on growing my business. And in fact, what I realized was the bigger the debt, the more distracting it is from a business growth and strategy perspective. So if you have a really significant amount of debt and it's unruly, like you're dealing with different creditors and it's at different stages of being in arrears, or some things are in good standing and you just have a lot going on, it is really hard to grow your business. It just is. And you're going to find it difficult to grow your business because that debt, you're really focused on eliminating debt versus business growth. So that was lesson number one. Lesson number two, this is a big one. Debt eats your marketing dollars. I had to really rethink my marketing strategies because for the longest time, I couldn't afford to spend money on marketing. I was unwilling to go further into debt in order to market my products. I was just not going to do it. So you have choices, and a choice I could have taken was to use credit cards in order to pay for Facebook ads or to pay for some kind of marketing thing out there in the world. And I just was like, there is no way in hell I'm going to do that because this is already a mess. So if I'm going to pay for marketing, it has to be with cash. It was just a non-negotiable thing. So what ended up happening was I learned how to grow my income without paying a lot for marketing and how to leverage my platforms better. In fact, it's now my view that because of having to rethink how to market my products, I have a much better understanding of who my avatar is, what they want, and where to find them. And now when I want to spend my marketing dollars, it's a much better spend. And I'm allocating a lot less and it goes a lot further because I really understand who I'm trying to target for the different products that I'm selling. So I'm doing better with my ad spend or whatever it is I'm deciding to spend on because I had to just work so hard before when I had $0. Lesson number three, debt eats professional development dollars. As a business owner, if you have no debt, you can reinvest your initial earnings back into your business, back into growing your business. And that includes professional development. So even as a self-employed person, I pay for professional development resources. I couldn't do that in the beginning because anything I earned went towards paying off debt and just living. So that meant I had to use side hustle money towards business investments or reimagine my business investments and how I'd attract them to me. So those investments would include attending conferences, taking courses, getting professional coaching, and paying for the tools to actually run my business. I chose to use cash for all of those resources. That was a hard decision because, again, back to lesson number two, I could have used credit cards to do this, but it just made no sense because I had this bigger mission and bigger goal, which was to be debt-free. Lesson number four, debt is a distraction. Depending on how large your debts are and how complicated your debt situation is, your debt will be a distraction to your business. It just is. There's no even conversation on this. It just is. The goal is to get your debt to the point where it's not a distraction and it's manageable and that you're making consistent progress with it. Growing your business or growing a business requires a lot of mental energy. But if you're in debt, your focus is split and it distracts from the single-minded pursuit of growing your business. So I really had a hard time growing my business for years because my number one area of focus, quite honestly, was getting this debt down and debt out of my life. This year is interesting because I went from 30 plus crazy creditor situation to now I'm at, I think, 6, and several will be done this month. Like, I'm just almost done. And the difference is so huge that I can't even explain it. I can't even get over it. So I'm going to talk about the distraction. When a debt is in arrears, they nowadays in 2020 and, you know, the last couple of years, what they'll do is they'll email you, they'll send you letters, they'll text message you. I feel like there's one other thing they do. Email, text, letters. I feel like there's one other thing that they were doing. And I was like, are you serious? So I was getting contact from all these bills for years, just all the time, just calls, text messages, letters, emails. There you go. They would call as well as leave text messages. So there was four ways that I would be contacted by many different people. Now I don't get mail. I literally don't get mail. I get no mail. I get no mail. I only get emails from like people that I subscribe to. I get no text messages. It's glorious. But imagine getting all of that as you're starting a business. It's so distracting and so stressful that it takes away from growing your business and focusing on it. Lesson number five, stay the course. The less you owe, the more your business will grow. I noticed this reality starting in 2018, but it wasn't until 2020 during a freaking pandemic, I really noticed that I was making more money and it was just super easy. Before, it felt so hard, and it felt hard because I needed that money for debt. Like I was desperate. Like I had to get that money because I was freaking out. But what I noticed in particular in the last couple of years was that it just was becoming easier. And of all the years for it to be really easy and need it to be easy, 2020, it was easier because I had more mental bandwidth to focus on my business. I was able to leverage the lessons that I'd learned marketing my business with very little cash spend. In fact, I earned over $10,000 in book sales in the past couple of years, spending less than $300 in marketing spend. And so what I would say is when you stay the course, there will be a point in your journey when things will just shift significantly. And you'll notice. And the year that it shifted for me big time was 2019, 2020. I really noticed it this year. Why? Because things are so bad right now in the world. And I don't notice it financially because everything has gotten so much better because I slowly but surely just worked on things over and over and over again. So what I would say is, if you've gone into business and you have debt and you're just working towards it and you're just trying to get things together, keep working on it, keep going, keep focusing, because sooner or later, there will be a point in time where it all clicks. Lesson number six, share the journey. It was really hard to admit to people who could potentially be my clients that I didn't have it all figured out. But by sharing that, I think it resonated with a lot of people and it made me human and relatable. And a lot more people get where I'm coming from than I realized. I actually just recorded a podcast episode. I was a guest on Do You Even Blog with Pete. We were having this conversation. I was like, Pete, the thing that I noticed is just things have changed so much because I had this debt. And he shared his experience of being in this business and being in business as an indebted person and how it affected his journey. And I felt like, this is great. Like, here's this white guy, because people don't think white people have these issues. but here he is sharing something that was so relatable to me. And I'm glad that I made it a point to be like, I was in this debt journey and it was a significant distraction to my overall goals. However, I still had this other vision, which was how I wanted to live my life. So even though I was dealing with this crazy journey, financial journey, business journey, I still was able to live the lifestyle that I really wanted to live. So despite everything, I have 6 years of living a great lifestyle. I won't take that back. I had a lot of stress, but it was so much better than working for the university. So there's also that. And I was candid when I was sharing my journey about that part of my experience. Lesson number seven, don't listen to the naysayers. I was so glad that I started my business when I did. Each person's business journey is different, but what is pretty consistent is that it'll take a while to grow and sustain your business. Here's a couple of reasons why. Personally, I had to deal with imposter syndrome and I had to work my way through that. And it wasn't overnight. It took a while to get from feeling like an imposter to feeling empowered. It took the longest time to figure out how to create consistent revenue into my business each month. And in my case, I really was focused on passive income because I love it, love it, love it. I love passive income so much. And so learning how to attract that into my business took time. Learning how to receive positive and negative feedback as an entrepreneur took time to learn how to receive and learn and grow from it. Understanding what I should focus on energetically as a business owner was huge. Basically, I needed to figure out what actions moved the needle forward in my business, not only for the business, but also for me personally. It is the first week of August 2020 as I released this episode, and it's taken years to get to this point. Years of doubt, failures, and small successes. But what happened during that time was with each little success, I built on it. And that's the case that I've observed with other business owners as well. I started at the beginning of 2015 building up my business, but it wasn't even a business at that time. I was self-employed. I was working for other people as a virtual assistant, doing social media and editing podcasts. And I was in debt. So again, over the years, what I did was I just slowly but surely methodically paid off the debt one bill at a time. It has not been an easy process or for the faint of heart. In fact, I often say this seriously, that I understand why most people stay in debt. Because to live a debt-free lifestyle is really seen as an audacious and bold choice as an American. To do this as an entrepreneur is even more difficult. People who've never started a business will tell you what they think you should do. They'll tell you all the things that you're doing wrong and all the things they think you're doing right. And then people who have started a business before in business will tell you what you should do as well. But ultimately, you're going to have to decide what works best for you. Entrepreneurship is a journey. What has your journey been like so far? Hey, everyone. I'm super excited to announce this. I'm going to also do an episode about this as well. I'm opening the doors to the Brand Building Lab, a group coaching program where I work with online entrepreneurs looking to balance out and up-level their online brands. If you're looking for support on how to leverage podcasting to grow your business, how to market your business before ad spend, increase your business's passive income, develop products specific to your brand, and set up better systems to get you from confused to done, then the Brand Building Lab may be the program for you. I'm looking to work with 12 amazing online entrepreneurs in the fall 2020 inaugural class starting September 8th, 2020. Go to michelleismoneyhungry.com/the Brand Building Lab to get more information today. Thank you so much for listening to the show. Like and subscribe. And please do email me if you have any questions at michelleismoneyhungry@gmail.com.